is The Voice Note on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
You know, it echoed in this room. Look, Aliko and I go back a long way. He's done phenomenally well. Obotu Deko has done phenomenally well. Jim, Mike Adenuga and co. Let me tell you what they all have in common. They are all very combative personalities. Because of that, no regulator will go to them and try nonsense. Because most of them know how to deal with that regulator. We have to move beyond that, making Nigeria an economy only for the few people who are very combative. Some of us too are combative enough, so people know what's in regulation. Now let me continue, because those we are destroying are the 22-year-old entrepreneurs, the 25-year-old entrepreneurs. This economy is rigged against the youth. And it's not going to grow. When Aliko and I were 30, we were allowed to grow. Today, we're killing the youth from growing. So it's not going to grow. That's the point I'm making. And the reason, the things we have to correct, you see, any regulator that wants to get applause, just go after some people, destroy some businesses. And the more you destroy, the more they hail you. It's even proof that you're working. That has to be a paradigm shift. We have to get out of that complete nonsense. Without that, it will negate any monetary policy and everything else.
Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We are the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. A very lovely morning to you. Thank you, Lagos, for being a part of our broadcast for today. 28th day of September 2021. It's 10 minutes past the hour. I am Sheriff Quadri. Last hour of the Crossfire proper. This morning on the Crossfire, we are talking about the Northern States Governors Forum. They came up with their own position on some of the national issues yesterday, and that has gotten a lot of people talking. That, in fact, a lot of reactions from Nigerians. But let me have you know that they came up with their own decision yesterday on some of the issues that have dominated discourse across this country. They put out a communique signed by their chairman, Simon Lalong, who is also the governor of Plateau State. And in their communique, they highlighted a few things. They spoke about the open grazing ban in the South, in some states of the South. They spoke about VAT. They spoke about zoning presidency to the north. They spoke about insecurity. They applauded the security forces and the central government for the effort in stamping out criminals in the region. They also spoke about quite a number of other things, as a matter of fact. But hey, let's double down right now on some of the, in fact, the major crux of major the communique that they brought out yesterday, and that is zoning the presidency to the south. That has got a lot of people talking. The forum observed that even though some of their colleagues had said they're in support of the presidency being zoned to the south, they're saying that they are completely against it as a forum. According to them, it is unconstitutional that they cannot force them to vote for anybody in the South. Let me quote the communique. In the communique, the Southern Governors Forum, the Northern Governors Forum put out yesterday, they are saying, and I quote, "The forum observed that some Northern state governors had earlier expressed views for a power shift to three geopolitical zones in the South with a view to promoting unity and peace in the nation. Notwithstanding their comment, the forum unanimously condemns the statement by the Southern Governors Forum that the presidency must go to the South. The statement is quite contradictory with the provision of the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, 1999, as amended, that the elected president shall score the majority vote, score at least 25% of the votes cast in two-thirds states of the federation. In the case of runner-up, or a run-up election rather, simple majority wins the election." This is the position of the Northern Governors Forum. Do you have a problem with it? Do you have a problem with their position? Well, the Southern Governors Forum have said that, well, they are expressing their right to freedom of speech. socio-political organization in the South have condemned it. Do you condemn the position of the Northern Governors Forum? As being opined majorly in some areas here in the South, people are saying that it's treachery, it's backstabbing, it's this, it's that. Do you agree with such opinions? Do you think that the Northern Governors could have undo these in a more better way? Because simply put, they're just telling the Southern Governors that, look, you don't understand the Constitution. You can't force presidency to come to your zone. That's why it's democracy. That's why we have the 1999 Constitution. Now, I'm just interested in how you can objectively analyze the position of the Northern Governors Forum. That's the crux of this conversation this morning. 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190. It's very easy to say that, yeah, they are doing this because they're in the majority. They're doing this because they believe that the power belongs to them. They rule this country. You can say all of those things. It's okay to believe that. But looking at this objectively, do they have a point? That, look, you cannot compel. You cannot force your own will on other people. It's a democracy after all. Or could there have been something, maybe before now, some form of agreement, some form of gentleman agreement that had been reached by these elites, political elites of this country? Maybe we're not privy to that. Maybe that was what prompted the Southern State Governors to have said, must. I don't know. I'm hoping that you know. Maybe you're privy to such information. I'm going to try and get your thoughts right now. We're streaming on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook. Nigeria Info 99.3 on YouTube. I would really love to know your position on this. Will this strengthen our democracy? Or will it further widen the fault lines of this country? Or do you think this is all politics? Nothing substantive, just politics. Let me hear from you, and please be very brief with your submission. I would appreciate that. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Yes,
to you,
Mr. Sharif.
Good yes, morning. Good morning to you. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Look, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
These people, just like Uncle Jimmy said this morning, and I keep hammering on it, they are playing over our intelligence. And we're consistently falling for it because we just want to score some political this thing. Look, when we talked about this VAT last time, look at our streets. Many businesses are paying VAT. They are paying government money. Look at the roads. Look at the way it is. You will be plying this little road from Oshodi to whatever. They will now come with their steering and push you out of the same road that they refuse to dualize. And you and I will now be here fighting for them because they are talking of power should shift to the north or to the south. Why even using, I was on a radio station, why using the word must come to the south?
So you don't agree? You don't agree that word?
Let me tell you something in brief.
Yeah.
There are some prominent northern elders.
Okay.
And even governors that sat and said, to be fair to ourselves, let power just go to the south.
Okay.
It's about dialogue. It's about come together. It's about meeting your people across the Niger and said, please, let us do this. And dialogue with them, not to go and sit somewhere and start pushing something to us. The main thing, governance is missing. Where is the governance that the southern governors are giving to their people? Look at the way people are, and the same northern people. I'm from the north part of this country, Kogi State. Look at what my governor is doing. Is he doing the right thing? And we are here, we start shouting, killing ourselves, disturbing ourselves, that we need disintegration. You and now that the same people will come tomorrow and start ruling us. And we'll still start calling radio station and start shouting again. Let us continue it and see who go in for it. Good morning, my brother.
Morning to you too, Comedy Prime. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Yes, please.
Yeah, this is Pastor Ladipo.
Welcome.
calling from Orilegum.
Welcome.
You see, my take this morning is this. There is no slave master that would like to release his slave. Now, if you are going to get power, it's not by force. It starts with negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
And for fair balance, we've recognized that three dominant ethnic groups. There are several others, but three predominant. So for the sake of equity and balancing, it is wise they themselves should consider it within themselves.
Okay.
That they should give room for other people so that they tomorrow nobody will come and say this is I'm being marginalized.
You don't think the southern governors brought this upon themselves by trying to force the hands of their counterpart from the north?
That is why I use the word that you don't force it.
Okay.
You negotiate it.
Mm.
So up to now, even the SF, they are not even acting as if they even want the power.
Mm.
If you come even to the Southwest, there is no unity among them. You can't speak with one voice. Some are saying sit at home. Some are forcing sit at home. All manner of confusion going on among them. And you don't give power to people that are not prepared. So me, I'm seeing lack of preparation in their mind.
Mm.
Thank you and God bless Nigeria.
Thank you to you for calling me. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning.
We're waiting for you. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Sheriff. Yeah, okay. Well, I just have three quick points to make.
Okay.
The first one is a payback. I say personality payback to some of these politically self-driven southern leader. Okay? Like you recall, when they have a consensus concerning what you call open grazing and all that.
Mm.
Up till now, because of their political interest or maybe aggrandizement, majority of these leaders, they have not yet enacted that law. That's a symbol that even here in South, we are not united. Even that's a symbol that even here in South, we have a lot of Judas and traitors, number one. And there is nobody, like the other man said, nobody
okay.
could entrust. I mean, when you are not trusted within
yeah.
Within your circle,
mm-hmm.
nobody wants to entrust. We are talking about power. They don't give power to people who will fight for it. Okay, that's number. So number two,
yeah.
that's to show that the northern climes, they actually believe in that. That idea of power belongs to them. That's just a fact. You know, you recall that, was it not El-Rufai that said that thing the last time, that they have the numbers and all that? So they still believe in that. And that was why, you know, larger percentage of them the last time, kick against that electronic voting. And it's so sad that we still have 35%, even including Senator Olamilekan Ademola that came from my own constituency, saying, supporting that no. Dume was saying that because of Boko Haram, there's no mass and things like that over there. What happened over here in Lagos? They are still supporting. So you are now expecting the northern to give power to you? It is not possible. So it's a personality payback to them.
Okay.
Until we see that, we are going nowhere. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you too for calling me. Appreciate it. If you're just joining us, you're welcome to the program. And we are looking together. We're looking at the communique issued by the Northern States Governors Forum yesterday, saying that presidency coming to, I mean, you trying to force presidency to the South is unconstitutional and condemnable. Let's add that part to it. They put that in their communique yesterday. And I'm asking you this morning whether you think that the Southern State Governors put themselves in this position that they are right now, because in their own communique, they said that presidency must come to the South in 2023. That's what the Northern Governors have a problem with. The word must, they are saying you can't do that in a democracy. You can't, it's condemnable. It's unconstitutional for you to do that. I'm tempted to ask whether you believe that the Northern Governors Forum are just playing to the gallery. If you think they actually understand the position where the Southern Governors are coming from, or they are just feigning ignorance. 8:23 is the time. I'll take more of your calls. We're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. I'm going to go to Facebook right now to go take some thought off of Facebook. Adeshina Olu Strings says, the northern governors are only acting like a bunch of unreasonable... No, I can't use this word that you put here. I know what you're trying to say, but this word, I can't say it on air. And that will make me just to drop the entire message that you put here. Let me take this one here before I go to break. Peter Okike says, it has become obvious that these northern elites claim to have Nigeria only to them. It's a shame to our dear southern counterpart. Kute Peter on Facebook. Let's get a break. When we return from our break, I'll come to the telephone and, take some more of your thoughts on what you think could be happening here between the southern and northern parts of the country here in Nigeria. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Be back in a moment. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Conversations don't stop here on Nigeria Info 24/7. Welcome back to Morning Crossfire here. I'm Sheriff Quadri. And we're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook. Nigeria Info 99.3 on YouTube. If you called earlier at 5 a.m. on this conversation, you may have to, just listen to the rest of the listeners who would love to join us, which means that please don't call. Let's allow others, join the conversation as well and have their say. But on WhatsApp, you can send me your thoughts on WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. That is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. Drop your comments on our live stream on Facebook and on YouTube. Telephone that we're working with this morning is 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190. And we are talking about the Northern States Governors Forum's position on some national issues, the VAT, the open grazing ban, and the zoning of the presidencies to the south, amongst others. Insecurity is also there, amongst others as well. I'm going to speak with Isaiah right now. He's joining us from Sri Leria. Isaiah, morning to you.
Good morning, Sharif.
Good morning.
What I can see concerning the northern government is that they are behaving that they hold the power.
Okay.
Because anything they do on their side, nobody is opposing it. When they introduce area, nobody opposes it. When Ganduje destroy Bira Palo or the bar, nobody opposes it. You understand? Let them think how that. This thing has been on to your side for 8 good years. Now it's about 8 years. Let's go to other region.
Okay.
Because we are talking about we are one Nigeria. Nobody can. Nobody say there's no whole power.
Okay.
But concerning the presidential issue, he's supposed to go to other region.
Can't you think that be discussed, like negotiated between the southern governors and northern governors, and not coming out when the two of them coming out to issue?
Where they want to put Buhari into power?
Yeah,
they sit down, they discuss together. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And they choose President Buhari as our president. This is their candidate.
Okay.
And we vote for him.
Okay,
I'll be there today. But look at the hardship in the whole Nigeria today. Look at the increasing.
So why can't they sit down again this time instead of saying that president must come and the other party is saying that?
We are not a politician. Maybe they are make a meeting before that. If Buhari rule finish, another region will take over.
They've reached that agreement before.
That is the APC.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That is an agreement. But now they want to violate the agreement in the name that they have a population that are bigger and more than the other region, which is not done in any way.
Okay. All right.
So let peace to reign in Nigeria.
All right.
Don't forget presidency and allow other region to take over.
All right.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too, Mr. Elijah. You're sounding like somebody I know, though. Abdul from Lagos Islands. Yeah, Abdul, hi. Morning to you.
Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning. Morning to you.
For me, it's easy to make the northern leaders look like the bad guys. Okay. In 1999, Obasanjo came from prison to president through the support of the northern leaders, political elites. Mm. In 2011, Jonathan won election with the northern politicians holding the numbers. Hmm. As a politician, you need to know how to play the game.
That's right.
Even the Anambra, the Imo man don't want to see the Anambra guy become the president.
Hmm.
See, there's a lot of division from the southern guys.
Hmm.
And until they learn how to play the political card, they learn how to arrange their team. It will be difficult for them to come into power.
Hmm.
For me, Nigeria needs to fashion its democracy in a way that it fits us.
Okay.
See this? 4 years election, Tom printing and what have you, seems not working for us.
Okay.
Because for the division and a lot of ethnic group we have in this country,
mm-hmm.
there has to be a consensus. People have to reach an agreement before we do.
You have to strike deals before you now go to the polls.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing has to be the in-house political thing, negotiation
okay.
kind of thing.
Okay.
Not you just want to embarrass everybody with all sort of statements. Have a good day, my daughter.
You too, Abdul. You too. Barrister Prince is joining us from Mogba. He's a first-time caller. Barrister Prince, morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah. I think that it is a bit hypocritical, self-serving,
okay.
and deceptive of the North to suddenly remember the provisions of the Constitution when it comes to an issue like the gentleman's agreement that
okay.
the South has had since 1999
hmm.
Regarding rotation of the presidency between both regions. Because how come they did not remember the Constitution when it comes to issues that benefit them?
Hmm.
Issues like quota system,
hmm.
issues like different cutoff marks for their students compared to students from the South. Are they telling me that the quota system or having different cutoff marks for our unity colleges,
right.
is that in the Constitution?
Mm.
Of course, no,
mm.
it is not there.
Mm.
And they did not remember the Constitution at that moment. So I think that for the North to start insisting on the provisions of the Constitution at
yeah.
this time, I
yeah.
think it is hypocritical. Because there are a lot of things that we do in Nigeria that are not constitutional, that the Constitution didn't make provisions for.
Okay.
We simply do these things because we want to have a balance. So that is why we say that when a qualified person from the South has been appointed, let another person from the North, whether qualified or not, also be appointed.
Mm.
So I think that this current position that the North is taking,
yeah.
I think it goes against all we stood for in this nation. I think it goes against the gentleman's agreement, the handshake that has been on between the North and the South.
Mm.
And if they insist on this position, then other things like a quota system,
mm.
other things like a federal character, other things like admissions into our unity schools, then we should also do away with that.
But
let's see who suffers.
Barrister Prince, don't you think that it's also provocative for the Southern governors to say that the presidency must come to the South?
Yeah, I do understand that politics is about negotiation. So I do agree with you that the Southern governors could have gone about this in a more conciliatory and negotiating manner.
Hmm.
I do agree with that. But that is not to say that
yeah.
the Northern governors,
yeah.
They are not aware of this gentleman's agreement. So they cannot say, because the Southern governors use a simple word that power must devolve or rotate back to the South.
Mm.
Therefore, they won't honor the agreement. We have an agreement, for goodness sakes. They know this. That is why we have the current president in power, because okay, when the Southerner finishes, the Northerner should take it.
Right.
If you remember very well, when Jonathan was about coming out for a second term
right.
in 2015,
mm-hmm.
the argument of the North was that when Yar'Adua died,
mm-hmm.
their tenure had not finished.
Mm-hmm.
That their tenure had not finished, and therefore
they wanted another
against the agreement for Jonathan to come out to run.
Right.
That is what they stood on. So they cannot say at this point that they are not aware of the gentleman's agreement that we've honored
mm.
since 1999. I think it is hypocritical on their part. Because if they go on this route, then all other things that are not in the Constitution, but that we've had this arrangement where the North would have been represented, educationally less developed states, and all of that, appointments into positions. Let's all do away with all of that, and let's have the most qualified persons at all times being appointed into positions.
Right. Right, Sir Prince, thank you for joining our conversation this morning, 8:41. Madam Ify is joining us from Java this morning. Madam Ify, morning to you. Apologies for that. Apologies.
Morning.
Good morning, man.
I want to toe the line of that last caller, too.
Okay.
You see, Nigeria is for all of us. Nobody will say, I'm more important than the other person. Mm. Even in the family, if you do it, you cause commotion in that family.
That's true.
What these people are doing, they want to cause commotion. They know that they, how will I say, they are playing, in quotes. They know that what they are saying cannot happen. It can happen. If you don't have, there's no way the North has the wherewithal to become president on their own without the assistance of a wing or two of the South.
No region can do it alone, yes.
No region. Even the president, this Buhari that is sitting there, he said it one time, that immediately Tinubu agreed to work with him. He knew he was going to bring decision, and he knew he was going to win that election. Did he win it? He won it. Anyhow, he won it. So nobody should come here and threaten us. And I would tell to Jonathan this morning, Jonathan should not come out to do any presidency, because it's going to distort the whatever the agreement. You go two terms, you come to come back to the South two terms. They have done their two terms. A new person should come to do that two terms. If Jonathan comes out now, they are going to say, "Hey, Jonathan has completed the two terms of the South and distort the whole thing." We will not accept it. We must have a fresh person. And PDP, I don't know why you are, you know, zoning your presidency for the North. The two parties, if there's two other parties that was coming in, should come as South-South. As South. Both South in the APC, South in the PDP. And let's be fair to ourselves for once, for God's sake. Let's be fair. The punishment is too much from these people. Good morning.
Madam Ify, thank you for talking to me. Benjamin is a first-time caller. He's in Ikeja. Benjamin, oh, he's gone. Benjamin is gone. I'm going to use that to cross over to WhatsApp. Let's take some thoughts on WhatsApp this morning. If you're just joining us, you're welcome. If you're watching online, thank you. I'm coming to Facebook and YouTube in a moment. I can see your comments. Well, let's start with the WhatsApp this morning. This Yomi Williams on WhatsApp says, the display of megalomania by the northern political leaders was a follow-up to the declaration of the NEF that appeared to suggest that they are destined to rule forever owing to the possession of a questionable population. The fact remains that the 1999 Constitution is a document crafted to benefit a few at the expense of others. Yomi Williams on WhatsApp put that across. Yomi, thank you for your message. I'm going to take another one here that says, I don't understand these northern governors. Is this country a game to them? Can you imagine talking to the southern governors so rudely, which is bad, which makes me more scared of this country as a citizen? Sheriff, I'm afraid there is a big problem ahead of this mess if not taken care of. Stanley, you know, just sent that in. Stanley, appreciate your thought. Really do appreciate your thought. I'm going to take another one from Levinus, who is in Egbeda. Levinus says, the North will certainly continue to dominate. This is because they have long time created this high level of division and hatred among the Southerners themselves. Even if the Northern decides to stay out of contesting in 2023, there will still be serious problem between the three Southern regions. And some of the Southern governors will rather prefer the presidency goes back to the North for their selfish and party interests. The problem of the South is from the South and not the North. Leaving us from Egbeda, put that across on WhatsApp this morning. I'm going to go back to telephone now before crossing over to Facebook and YouTube. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
It's Comrade Ibrahim calling in.
No, you called earlier. No, I can't allow that. I'm really sorry. You've made your point earlier. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Yes, please.
Yeah. I want to throw the line of that.
Who is throwing the line? You called earlier now.
No, you stopped me. You said my something
was not there. Oh, yes, yes, yes. It was the break. Go on, please. Go on.
So, you see, it's not that the Southerners are not good politically.
Okay.
But the Northerners have used the military, the long military rule that they were always the military head of state, and killing people.
That's not
and a lot of them were going to the north.
That's not fair.
They were traveling abroad.
Hold on.
The country.
Hold up.
The country has been sold.
Hold up. Hold up. Can you hear me? Hello. Hello. Okay.
They now use this family.
He's not hearing me. We can't have a conversation. I mean, I can't allow you to start spreading all these lies that you're spreading. That the Northerners came into power and used military to kill people. Ah, come on, man. How does that sound to you yourself? Samuel from Ikeja. Orileo? Ogba. Okay, Samuel is gone. Samuel, apologies for holding you. Let's jump on another one. Hello, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, please.
My name is Roosevelt from Festa.
Roosevelt, can you please turn off your radio? Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. The issue of Nigerian presidency has never been about constitutionality. I think it's more about convention, right?
Okay.
It's more about protecting national interest. And for me, the call by Southern governors for the presidency to shift to the South
right.
in 2023 is a call for justice.
Mm.
So the North should see it as such. I mean, Buhari, you know, going to complete his 8 years in 2023, it's a matter of convention that the presidency returns to the South. So that's the point. And if they want to talk about constitutionality, it's to the extent that the person that the South, you know, will present will meet the qualifications provided for in the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
So the convention is in the realm of convention. That's the point I'm making, is in the realm of convention.
Right.
And the call by Southern governors is a call for justice and nothing else. So if the North sees it any other way, if the North sees it as an intimidation or any other way, then the North has a sinister motive.
Okay.
The North has a motive to dominate others. So if they don't see that,
It's not that they don't understand the position of the Southern governors. It's just that you're saying they just been somehow.
Well, for me, it's a matter of semantic. The Southern governors can use any language.
Okay.
To push the message of justice.
You think so?
You know, the what Nigeria needs now is justice and fairness. And anybody that is sincere to keep Nigeria as one, anybody that is sincere about keeping Nigeria as one, one of the fundamental questions, you know, that will determine that is a question of 2023 presidency, where it will reside.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And this is why I'm not happy even with the PDP and its posturing, you know, or posturing its tendency towards giving the North the ticket. It's shocking to me, right?
Okay.
So this is the point. I completely support the Southern governor's position.
All right.
I don't care about the language employed to push their message. The most important thing is that it's a call for justice for me. The call for justice and Nigerian presidency is more about national interest, protecting national interest, keeping Nigeria as one. And that's why the issue of the presidency is in the realm of convention and never of the law. That's the point I'm making, is in the realm of convention.
I get you.
And recent history is replete with the fact of the South backing down whenever it was the turn of the North. And whenever it gets, and now that it's getting to their turn, they should do the needful. I really align myself with, I don't know whether it's the second to the last caller, who said that if they want to insist on constitutionality, I'm really angry. It's an emotional issue.
I feel
then
that.
There are several other constitutional issues, like this VAT issue. The VAT now that we're talking about is not on the exclusive list.
It's not.
Expressly.
That's right.
It's not expressly on the exclusive
list. That's right.
So why not allow states to collect VAT? Do you understand?
Yeah, I'm with you.
So when it comes to their interests, they stand up and protect their interests. But when it comes to Southern interests, it's always a debate. I don't even like this debate. It's very annoying. It's a very provocative debate for me, personally. So that's the point I want to make.
Thank you, Roosevelt.
It's not even a question that the presidency of Nigeria should go to the South in 2023.
Right.
Shouldn't be a question at all. Shouldn't be a question.
Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Samuel has been on the line for some time as well. Samuel, hi. Morning to you.
Ah, man.
So sorry. Okay,
it's part of sacrifice. you know, like the last caller talked about.
Yeah.
Personally, my own opinion is that I don't blame them. Sincerely, I don't blame them. It's our people. They themselves, they have made us, or they have made themselves to be a second class citizen to these people. Recall successive elections and all that. They always say that, okay, fine, you need to marry the North before you can win any election. You need to. This thing has been there, and they have the sight on their head, you know. So, and when you look at it, there are a lot of things that, even over here, you know, issues that we have raised with the national board that are of interest to the South.
Yeah.
You never see them supporting it.
Hmm.
Like, for instance, we talk about referendum. We talk about, what is it called? Constitutional amendment.
Yeah.
We talked about, you know, this issue of open grazings and all that.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of things like that coming from the South, you never see them. Even when we're talking about, okay, fine, let's have a true federalism. Okay, fine. Even if I thought you don't want to talk about, let everybody go their own path and all that, the kind of secessionists and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, all these things that we believe that I think is going to be for the national interest, you never see them, you know, supporting it, because it has never paid them. You never see any Northern woke saying, okay, they want to go on their way. Because the way the system is being run, it's into their favor. And now, like the man said, it's provocative.
Yeah.
We had it. Even a child, you know, my nephew that was born in 1999, that 99, he's grown up now, it's about 22 years. He has known that
Samuel,
presidency issue has been rotational.
Samuel, I have to go now.
We have divided the country into two, the North
Samuel,
and the South.
Samuel, I have to go. Samuel, I'm really sorry. I sincerely apologize. I'm really sorry. But I must go. I'm out of time. But not to worry. It's not going to be the last time you ever discuss this issue on Nigeria Info. I'm Sheriff Quadri. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. Bye for now.
This is an infomercial. This is a public service announcement. Ongoing recruitment for an independent brand manager.